Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 146 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 24th is reflect on an unpleasant situation in your life right now. Create a scenario where this part of your story has an awesome ending. What is stopping you from creating the desired conclusion to the story? Are those limits real or imagined? What can you do today to make your story come true? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles. For our loyal listeners, you've heard me mention before that I'm not big on goal setting. I think oftentimes we don't really have the knowledge or experience to set appropriate goals, or we cave to outside pressure and set the goals we think everyone wants us to achieve. Inappropriately set goals can do more harm than good. I think we often use goals as a crutch to make us feel good, whether or not we are actually putting our best effort into attaining them. Like writing some goal on paper means more than actually putting in the work. And I think when it comes down to it, we often use goals to help tell our external story. We have goals so we can make it appear to others like we are really doing something worthwhile. But I do like visioneering. Engineering a vision, a picture of what we would like our life to look like in the future. In his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey talks about how everything we create or produce is actually created twice. It is first created in our mind. We envision it happening, and then we create it in the physical world by the actions we take. Now, does this mean we can do anything we set our minds to? No, I don't believe that. Well, I believe that many things are possible, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee they will happen. Can I envision myself as President of the United States and that means it will happen? No, because there are things outside of our control that play a factor. Can I envision myself running a sub-4-minute mile and that means it will happen? Not necessarily. It is possible, but it's not guaranteed. Because we must overcome the vision-action paradox. The vision should propel us to take directed action, but it still must be the next right action. We must still live by our principles and not trade our integrity for some external destination we have envisioned in our mind. So what is the purpose of envisioning an awesome ending to an unpleasant situation right now? Because when we see the end result, then we can figure out what the next right action is to take. And often the obstacles that are preventing us from creating that awesome ending are imagined limits we have concocted in our own mind. And if we've created those obstacles in our mind, that means we have the power to eliminate them as well. So with visioneering, we can eliminate the limits we created in our mind, but then we must take the next right action. Remember that managers do things right and leaders do the right thing. There is a time and a place for each, but managing is often following the script and executing protocols properly. But leadership is necessary in what the military calls a VUCA environment. That's V-U-C-A. And it stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. And it requires leadership instead of management. It requires the ability to survey and gauge a situation and take the next right action, which may be different every day and in every situation in your classroom or locker room. I mean, most of us have experienced this, right? We have a vision for how the school year is going to go in our classroom or how our team will do this season. And we can manage that fine as long as we can follow the script and things go as planned. But then VUCA happens, and the script doesn't have the answer we need. This is where we need leadership as teachers and coaches, to be able to navigate through adversity or an unpleasant situation and still reach the vision we first created in our mind. So how about you? Can you create a scenario where an unpleasant situation you are currently facing has an awesome ending? Can you eliminate the imagined limits that are stopping you from creating that ending? Can you identify the real limits that you will need to navigate with leadership? What is the next right action you can take to make your story come true? One of the objectives of writing your own story is to improve your classroom leadership. Classroom management is about creating systems and protocols and following scripts, and there's a place for that. But that's not what's going to make a difference in the lives of our students and athletes. Leadership and taking the next right action is what will increase our impact. The answers to our leadership questions are already inside us, and improving our self-awareness through reflection and journaling can help us find those answers. It's the inside-out process of discovering and knowing ourselves on the inside so we can make a difference in the lives of others. Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast as we look to seek our human potential and improve our leadership capacity so we can increase our impact on the young people we work with by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.